Welcome to the Fuller Chasey Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 5th of September, and I'm recording at 9:34 p.m., and that is British summer time here in London. Now, today we have the U.S. markets closed for the Labor Day holiday, so happy holiday, all of our U.S. subscribers. There were two main news events here that have been certainly a factor in the news, if not entirely in the markets. Well, that applies to the first one. The first one is the G20 meeting in China over the weekend. Now, I always think these events are a good idea, although people often say that hardly anything ever happens, and it's basically a boondoggle. But I think that's not quite fair. I would quote Winston Churchill on this, that with the comment that it's better to jaw-jaw than to war-war. And that certainly is true. So for a chance for the leaders from 20 nations to gather and spend a few days together and have private meetings and a lot of talks is generally a good thing. Now, the other news item, which did affect prices, well, briefly, and that is that it was really yesterday that we had this story break that I think Putin had said in some of his interviews that he and the Saudis were talking about having a price freeze in the oil markets, of course. Now, the market got excited about that. I think that was mentioned again this morning, that was very likely to happen and to be announced. And so it certainly triggered a lot of shorts. And crude oil shot up 5%. That took the Brent crude, which had closed on Friday at $46.83, shot up to $49.40 at its high, and stayed there for a little bit, not long, and then the news came out that, well, actually, they hadn't had a freeze, but they had talked about it. So it's another one of these examples of sort of a trial balloon going out to see what actually happens, but it's not really more talk. And is that jaw-jaw to go back to Churchill? Well, we will see. And here again, it is certainly better than war among the oil producers. So what's going to happen here overall? Well, crude and a lot of other commodities are in a corrective phase, or have been in a corrective phase here for a while. And crude's a little oversold, or was little oversold earlier today. It's actually closed here at $47.63. So it could push a little higher here overall, largely because there's been an ebullient mood here really since late last week, when those rather uninspiring, I'll put it that way, U.S. employment figures came out. I think it was sort of 150, what was it, 150 million jobs created, and that didn't inspire the markets. It was not a red hot figure that they were hoping for, which we'd had in August. And so the markets assumed immediately that there would be no hike by the Fed in September. Later this month, they have their meeting. And they're probably right on that overall. But the markets certainly very aggressively bought investors very aggressively covered shorts and did a lot of buying on Friday, and that carried on in Asia and Europe here today, if I look at the Asia-Pacific markets, they're just about all higher. The only one that wasn't is Thailand, and everything else, though, was on the higher side, and some pretty chunky gains here overall, including the Hang Seng index out of Hong Kong. That was up 1.65%. China Enterprise Index up 1.48%. So those are good moves. Straits Times Index up 1.71%. So solid rally there. And that carried over into Europe this morning, but then the European gains were pegged back, and we had very small losses for the Euro Stoxx 50 index, for the FTSE 100, the CAC 40, and the German DAX index. They very small losses, all well below a quarter of a percentage point. And we had mostly modest gains. I think the biggest one was Spain, up half a percentage point. So divided there. And as I've told you, the Wall Street markets are closed in here today, but we had modest gains in Mexico and a tiny loss in Brazil overall. So what else is going on? On Friday, we had a sharp rebound in precious metals, and that I think silver was up over 50 cents on the day, and we've had some upside follow-through in here today. Just to run through these four precious metals, the palladium up 685 here today. It's taken it back up to 680. These are coming off oversold conditions because we saw big corrections, surprisingly big corrections to me, although as I said in my copy, when I rolled my silver positions forward, if I just looked at the weekly charts, they weren't that surprising, those corrections, because they had been quite overextended following the July highs. But at any rate, they have bounced. Silver is leading the way up, and silver gained another nearly 25 cents in here today, taking it up to $19.61. So silver has already regained 40% of the decline that it saw from its July high of just over the $21 level. Now, platinum also up $14.80. That's taken it up to 1,077. And then gold's been very much the laggard in here, but it's still oversold, and it's above the rising 200-day moving average. They all are. But silver, small gains in here, up $2.38. That's at $1,327.50 here. So that's the main activity overall in those stock markets. U.S. bond markets closed, of course. Bond markets in Europe quiet here overall. But what I will say is that sentiment here is really quite optimistic among investors. I'd refer to it as an Alfred E. Newman "What Me Worry?" kind of environment here, because what could go wrong? You know, the Fed's very likely to be postponing rates for a while, rate hikes for a while longer. There's lots of money sloshing around in the system. Stock markets are mostly in overall upward trends. Well, I'll tell you what could go wrong, and I don't mean to be paranoid here about this or to alarm people, but given the sharp rally that we saw on Friday, and that covered so many markets, as I've said before, Given that sharper rally, just on the expectation that no, we were not going to get a Fed increase later this month, just imagine there's still maybe a 20, well, the odds for a Fed hike in third week of September are about 25%. I don't think they'll raise rates. I think the markets are right. But if I was wrong on that, and if they did, if the markets, more importantly, were wrong on that, and we did get a rate hike, you'd see a very, very sharp reaction to the downside. That would be inevitable here overall. That just need to bear that in mind a little bit. And also, if we look at the GDP growth that's taking place, we are getting some growth, but it's hardly anything to write home about. And if we look at the corporate profits, well, I can say the same about the corporate profits here overall. And really, the big story in the last few months has been all that liquidity sloshing around the system, that QE coming from a number of central banks, including Japan and the European Union. That has helped to and China pumping in liquidity. Stock markets have been floated higher by all that liquidity. Now that's fine, but is it a little bit bubbly? Well, I think it is a little bit. I'm not seriously worried about it. But what we're seeing here is that share price moves without the growth in economic growth and without the growth in profits, we're kind of borrowing from the future. So at some point, and quite possibly before the end of this year, as those as the Fed is quite likely now to raise interest rates in December, if not sooner. Markets could easily experience a little more volatility and a sharpish reaction. I don't think it's a disaster by any means, but I wouldn't want to be too leveraged long to the upside. I'll put it that way. I think this is a little bit of a speculative market environment. And we also have a mega big global bond market bubble. Now, that's certainly isn't the first time I've said that, and plenty of other people have said it well. And if you are early, and inevitably with a big bubble, and they don't get much bigger than this 35 plus years bull market in government bonds, if everybody is saying several years in advance, well, this is a bubble, and it will end with a sharp rise in interest rates, it's very easy for the people who are long and still profiting from that to say, oh, well, those guys are contrary indicators. And man, we've probably all done it if you've been in the markets for a number of decades, because with the really big bubbles, the people who recognize that it is a bubble do forecast it way in advance. That doesn't mean it won't happen, and I'm saying this is a bubble, but also when I look at the charts, and thank God for the charts, I don't see any evidence that it has burst. There is no evidence that it has burst, but it's dangerous, and I would avoid those bonds, obviously. And on stock markets, I don't see any evidence in terms of downward dynamics that stock markets are just entering a sharp reaction phase. We may get a little bit more sideways to higher activity in here, just on the relief that we don't get a September interest rate hike. But it's a somewhat speculative environment, and I would be a little bit careful, as they say, against that background. In terms of currencies, well, the dollar index not doing too much in here today. It's down a little bit. No, what am I saying? It's not. Surely it's not. No, it is trading. It is the dollar index is trading. It's at 95.778. So that's down a little bit in here today. Sterling had a sharp jump earlier in the day, and but hasn't really held on to it. It's up slightly, 133.05 against the dollar, and the euro slightly easier, 111.49. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.